We've done a lot of work in the past 2 or 3 weeks preparing young people for this eventuality, making sure that they understood what was happening, what might be going to happen. They can't afford to stockpile food because they just don't have the financial resources. So we've been talking to them a lot about what they might need to have in their houses, long life sugar, oil, rice, all of those kinds of things that they might need in order to keep them going. We've also, because they can't stockpile and because we don't know how long this is going to go on for, we've also set up a food bank in both our Folkestone and our Canterbury sites. And any young person, if they run out of food, is going to be able to access that. We are in remote contact with all of the young people we support. I've just spent most of the morning ringing round, checking in with everybody, checking that they've got everything that they need, checking that they understand the government advice not to leave their houses. Most people do, but we're just making absolutely sure of that. We've been doing a lot of remote advocacy work. So the young people will continue to have issues with all sorts of situations, including their asylum claims, housing, all those kinds of issues that would come up anyway. So we are still dealing with those. We made sure that everybody we work with has the phone numbers of all the people that they need at CRAN. And we've explained that if they need to get hold of us, they can text us, they can ring us, they can WhatsApp, they can use Skype, whatever works best for them. We have also been working very closely with Kent County Council to make sure that everybody who needs to be housed is housed at this time. We had one or two young people sofa surfing. We've identified who they are. We've got the details to Kent County Council, and Kent County Council are urgently looking today to get them into housing so that they obviously, it's safer for them and it's safer for everybody else. We can't have young people moving from house to house because that would cause issues. So that is not going to be happening. That's all being sorted out. Now, the food we've got won't last forever. We couldn't get that much ourselves. We went to Booker's and the shelves are pretty bare. We've got some stuff. We are working with the local community to organise donations. So certainly in Folkestone, I can tell you that Folkestone Whole Foods shop, which is going to be remaining open but on limited hours during the crisis, has agreed to be a drop-off point for donations. So hopefully on the rare occasions that people leave, they do have something spare, they're going to be able to drop that off to us there.